Always a pleasure to have a chat to Glenn Boss, especially on a beautiful day like this when we are going to get to see a little bit more of Glenn Boss. Good morning, Glenn. How are you?
Hey, Michael. How are you?
Very well indeed, mate. I know you're up on the Gold Coast, but you've got some exciting news for all the Victorian racing fans.
Yeah. I'm going to be heading down there, obviously, for the first part of the autumn, so I'm really looking forward to it down. Just through restrictions, going back to Sydney, there's obviously been a lot of restrictions placed on people coming out of Sydney to other states. And if I was to go to Sydney, I wouldn't be able to get down to Melbourne for Sir Dragon A, and then obviously Bivouac's getting ready for his trials next week and week after next. And so I'm going to make the move and go down to Melbourne and stay there for probably at least a month or so.
Well, that's great news for us to see you riding regularly down here. And this COVID situation, you've been bouncing around a fair bit because of these restrictions. You've been travelling all over the place.
Yeah, that's the thing, Mike. You've just got to, you know, I don't want to get caught anywhere and, like, miss out on rides. So I thought, well, you know, you just got to make a commitment and go one way or the other. And these restrictions might lift, but I can't take that punt. I've just got to go there and, because I wouldn't, yeah, I wouldn't want to miss out on these rides. So it's obviously better if I just make the call early, get down there. And I'm very fortunate that we've got a place in Melbourne that I can go to and all that sort of stuff. So I'm pretty covered that in that area.
I suppose the kids are a bit older these days as well, so that might make it a touch easier. Will you be coming down with the family or anyone else?
Oh, just Sloan and myself. The kids are already down there. They're for sure. They're young adults. You know, so Kate's already moved out and whatnot. So, yeah, just Sloan and myself.
So when you get down here, will you be riding regularly throughout the week as well? Are we expecting
absolutely.
To see Glenn Boss riding?
Absolutely. No, I'm going in there and go full tilt. So there'll be obviously a lot to do, trials and a lot of race days, obviously, you know, in Melbourne. So, yeah, no, I'm going in there and go full tilt. And, you know, obviously build up a real good base and then get ready for the, you know, obviously when the good stuff, or midway through the autumn, it'll head towards Sydney, and I'll make my way back up to Sydney.
Obviously, Bivouac and Sir Dragon A are the two big headline acts for this autumn. We saw Sir Dragon A have a little bit of a quiet jump out at Caulfield yesterday, and all reports from the stable are that he's come back really well. What are you hearing, and when will you reunite with him?
Yeah, I'll reunite with him next week. I think he's going to have a trial down at Geelong. You know, there's others. Obviously, you know, I've never won a Blue Diamond. It's one of the two-year races I have never won, so I'd really like to sort of target a two-year-old and get ready for the Blue Diamond, which obviously is a huge race. So, yeah, if I get down there early enough and get the feelers out there, we'll be hopefully winning up a couple of good rides in those feature races.
Have you got any eyes on the major two-year-olds down here? Who do you think is the...
Oh, well, I think Kieran Marsfield is probably the best one at the moment. She looks like she's the one at the moment, but obviously we're just putting out feelers and see where we end up.
With Sir Dragon A, what do you think his best race would be in the autumn? What's his ultimate distance, do you think?
I'd say the Queen Elizabeth. That will be his main target. I'd like to see him win over a mile, Michael. I think it'd be really beneficial for his stud career if he can win over a mile or win over a sprinting trip. I think, you know, obviously he won the Cox Plate at 2000, but for mine, I think he's still got speed in his legs. So if we can get him up and about and win a mile race, that'd be really great for his stud career.
Do you think he's the type of horse that will improve with the more acclimatisation he'll have here as well?
Oh, for sure. Listen, he improved week by week under Kieran Marr. Like, he just improved. So there's no reason why he won't continue to do that. Now, Kieran will have a little bit more of an idea about him. So I'm sure he's going to continue to do it.
Does he need the cut out of the track to perform to that elite level, or will he still be good on firm tracks, do you think?
Oh, no, he's good. He'll be good on firm tracks. Like, he was still very good in the Melbourne Cup. So
yeah,
he was still very good in the Cup. He just didn't run the trip. So, and that deck was pretty firm. I wouldn't be too worried about him on a firmer track. But he just obviously excels when the conditions are a bit softer. So. Obviously, it's more ideal if those conditions are a bit softer, but either way, Michael.
You must be excited to get back on Bivouac after what he did in the Darley Sprint as well.
Oh, yeah. He's still an improving colt. There's no doubt. Well, I've seen him in the spring. he was just under Furnish for mine, because he's always been a bit of a light colt, more athletic and feminine-like, for a better word, but he's really developing into a real tank, this horse, and I actually can't wait to lay eyes on him. So I believe he'll trial in the next 10 days or so down there, and he'll run in the Lightning first up. So, he's going to be very hard to beat in anything that he runs in from now on, because he's just going to be that full package now.
The way he absolutely demolished them in that race, do you think he will continue to prove himself to be the preeminent sprinter, and he may even go to a bigger level? He was brilliant in the Everest, but he went to another, I suppose, stratosphere in that VRC Classic.
Yeah, well, he was third up in that race, so he was peaking that day. Listen, in the Everest, there's no horse in the world that would have beat the winner. He was extraordinary. Mm. But he was third up into the Everest where we were second up, and I believe that he went to the Daily Sprint third up, and my bloke was just, he just went to a different level after that run. He just had that hard, tough run in the Everest, and he just sort of, his fitness levels come right up. I'm not saying that he's not good early in his prep, but he just seems to be better when he has that two runs under his belt. Listen, he's, what you've seen in the Newmarket and what you've seen in that sprint race, there's not many horses in the world that can do that. Take him on. He left some very good horses in his wake. Nature Strip and these type of horses, who was the horse of the year, he just left it in his wake. So you'd say there wouldn't be a horse on the planet that could beat him when he's on his game.
It should be interesting to see the clash first up again. This Lightning's, as you would expect for a Group 1 down, the famous Flemington Straight's going to be a mouth-watering contest. September Run, Nature Strip, Bivouac, just to name a few who already have been locked in.
Yeah, it's going to be an amazing race, isn't it? I actually can't wait. Hopefully they all turn up in really good health and shape, and we've got a really exciting event, because obviously there's some of them that are still untapped. We know where some of them already are, where the older ones, Nature Strip and Bivouac, we know where they are, and there'll be some new, obviously, contenders for the crown. So, yeah, we've got a really amazing autumn ahead of us. Obviously, between Melbourne and Sydney, there's going to be some amazing horse flesh run around. It's going to, continue on from last spring.
How do you enjoy your time up at the Gold Coast with the Magic Millions? You had some unfortunate luck with Fake Love being scratched, and then you jumped on Ranch Hand, who actually ran a really nice race.
Yeah, he's a really good colt. Reminded me a lot of his dad. Very, very immature. Probably, I can't believe he won a race, to be very frank. He had no idea what he was doing. But he's going to probably... he'll probably come out in the wintertime sometime, and I think he's a really good horse. I think he's actually probably a group horse. So... I'd watch him for the future, because he's got a beautiful nature, a great physique, but he just had no brain to go with it. So that will come. But magnificent horse all the same.
Away Game was honest, as she always is.
Yeah, Away Game, I was super confident with her. As confident as ever been with a horse, but she just didn't run the 7 furlong. She got galloped on badly at the top of the straight, where Isotope came out and galloped on my hindquarters. That didn't help me, because apparently she copped some pretty good lacerations on her hindquarters because of that. So that wouldn't have helped. But to be honest, I don't think she ran the 7 furlongs. So they'll just go back to the drawing board with her and get her back to the sprint.
Could you feel that when that occurred, that Isotope got on your heels, or hear what was going on behind you?
Yeah, I thought my filly lost her footing, or lost a shoe, because she just... bonded behind, and honestly, I'm going straight forward, and I didn't have time to look behind me or what happened, but it was only for one stride. But I didn't realise until after the race, and then we seen a loose horse, and then we seen the video replay that she went straight up my hindquarters. That filly just didn't take corner like Ryan thought she would, but it certainly would have upset my filly, because when you get stripped from behind, it would have been pretty painful. That's for certain.
Absolutely. Well, Bossy, it is going to be good to see you in Melbourne. When do you get here, and when do you think you'll have your first ride in Melbourne?
Ride on Tuesday, Australia Day. So, start Tuesday
at Caulfield next week.
At Caulfield, and then going full tilt from there, Michael. Yeah. So I'm actually, to be honest, I'm really excited. I'm looking forward to it.
Oh, it'll be great. And I know that you've teamed up with Liam Pryor as well, and there's a few of the other leading jockeys as well, with, I think, Ryan Maloney and Nash Frawilla. The management landscape for the top jockeys now, it seems to be evolving into something more like what some of the other top sports people have. Is that where you and Liam are aiming?
That's where Liam's taken us, yeah, and that's where he wants to take his business, you know. He's got a really good business model. He's got a great head on him, this bloke. He's just young, and he's hungry for success, and he's hungry to turn it into a really, you know, real good business. It's just not about getting rides for us. It's about the whole thing, and I'm excited to be part of it, to be very honest. It's going to be... He's got a very big future in this game.
Well, when he's got G-Boss as one of his major clients, it'll certainly help. Bossy, look forward to seeing you down here in Melbourne.
Yeah, Michael, I look forward to catching up with you in Melbourne as well. Cheers, mate. I appreciate your time.
Glenn Boss, the champion. So he'll be here to ride at the Australia Day meeting at Caulfield next week, and then he will pace himself throughout the majority of the Autumn Carnival, which will be exciting for the local jockey ranks. We need to take a quick break. It is 8:45. On the other side of this, we're going to try and find you a winner in Tassie tonight. Denise Martin from Star Thoroughbreds.